Oxygen.com today.
We swing into another week here on America Tonight and another month. Happy April, everybody. It's just the beginning of the month. And what a weekend it was for basketball, for protests, for palms, and for payoffs. Because somebody walked away, at least a couple of people, I don't know, it could be a lot of people, walked away with part of that $640 million in the Mega Millions frenzy that became the talk of the tail end of last week, certainly. Some people are looking at life a little bit differently when it comes to their wallets. You know, I always say, what's in your wallet? A whole bunch of money if you are one of the people that had the lucky numbers coming from Baltimore, Maryland, or Kansas, or Illinois, because that's where the winning tickets, are. Is it a group of people or is it a couple of individuals? At this point, we really don't know the answer to that. They're probably trying to recover from the shock of hitting the big numbers. It would be a shock, wouldn't it? You probably look at the ticket at least a half a dozen times, check it, then put it in a safe place, decide how you're going to get to the lottery office to claim the prize, what you're going to do, and how your life is going to change. Life is changing for some of the players from Kansas and Kentucky because they're going to square off in the title game on Monday. Sadly, some fans went crazy after Kentucky beat Louisville, and they flipped over couches and cars and set things on fire. And that was sad to hear some of those reports. You know, I have to think that some of that is booze-fueled. We get to these points where whether it's professional sports or whether it's amateur sports, but where this fervor of and group of fans get completely annihilated outside of an event or in an event or whatever, and they're ultimately getting very close to ruining it for a lot of other people. You know, I almost think at one point they're going to just start to push people back further from the action for fear of what can happen when people get out of control. Now, this certainly wasn't in the event. We're talking about in Kentucky, and we're talking about on the outside of the campus of in Louisville. We're talking about other parts of Kentucky. There were some people that went a little bit crazy over the excitement of the Wildcats moving on once again. Even John Calipari said he was disappointed in some of the fans' reactions because you hate to see that. You hate to see the cops having to clash with kids and, you know, somebody throwing beer bottles, and especially for what could ultimately happen. The good news is there wasn't anybody who was seriously injured, and there were only a handful of arrests in the end. The other thing is the Trayvon Martin case. There were protests all over the country, especially, I guess, in the Northeast, because in Washington there were still people that were protesting. That started last weekend. And then in Florida in a couple of spots, one where he was killed just outside of Orlando in the development area there, in Sanford, there were where there was a huge march. And in Miami, there were also people who marched as well. And here's what some of those people had to say about the Martin now as a person and basically how they see what's happened here.
I'm a mother of a 21-year-old black male, and so it's very important. It hits home.
I have grandchildren coming up, and it could be one of them, you know, 5 years from now, or it's just ridiculous. It needs to stop.
I feel like it's something good. Bring awareness to other young kids. Just watch out. Be safe.
All right. I kind of like that last comment there. Just watch out. Be safe. I mean, there's the key words. Be safe. Just that's all you can hope for. In this case, though, the family could make the argument, listen, he was in the development with his family watching the hoop games, left to go run down and go grab some Skittles and a Coke, and then we know what happened after that. Now, there's some controversy surrounding the coverage of what's gone on since the end of February, and it really started to make news the last couple of weeks. So after a couple of weeks after this happened is when the story caught fire. And one of the things that we know that Dale in Illinois brought to our attention is he was upset when he called the show and said, you know, NBC is really ridiculous what they did, because an editor for NBC changed basically what the 911 call said, where George Zimmerman called up and they completely edited and made it sound like he was saying, this guy looks wrong, something's wrong with what he's doing, and he's black, which wasn't what he said. He said he looked funny, it looks funny what's happening here. But then they asked him, well, is he black, is he Hispanic, is he white? And so it does change the scope of that initial call, but certainly not the outcome. What happened wasn't right, and they even said on the call not to pursue him, and he did do that. But the NBC thing is ridiculous, and they're pursuing it internally. It's pretty obvious. Somebody edited it. Who edited the piece, and why did they edit it that way? Because it definitely makes it sound different from what the initial call was. So you got to figure NBC will take a little bit of heat for this. Maybe they end up firing the editor, but they, at least for now anyway, they said that they're going to look into what happened and how it was edited that way, or they even weren't very specific. They were just saying that internally they were going to look at it. And it was a piece that aired on the Today Show and then aired again later in the day. So a lot of people saw and heard that piece, and now that story's gotten around, so a lot of people know about that as well. How about this story, the fact that we're going to step into the Syrian situation right now in Istanbul, that's being discussed as this show goes on the air. The Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, saying that it's not off the table that we're going to supply some equipment and even pay for the rebels. But at what cost? I mean, how much are we going to pay? And ultimately, is this the right thing to do when it comes to Syria? Certainly, the pictures are horrific. This is radio, but picture, if you will, a tank going down the street just blowing away families. I mean, just horrific things are happening to the people. There are thousands and thousands are dying. But we still go back to the part about supplying money, paying for rebels that are who? Who are the rebels? Because just like in Egypt, it's looking like a member of the Muslim Brotherhood might take over. The Muslim Brotherhood, no offense, a step away from some of the people in Al-Qaeda in some cases, and even the Taliban. So who are we supplying money to knock off Assad? I'd say that's pretty important. How do we determine who the good guys are from the bad guys? After all, you need a scorecard there. Should we really get involved in Syria and add that to the mix? 800-259-2791. Meet you in a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Some breaking news, cruise ship news. We could do that all day long, couldn't we? How about this? From Galveston, Texas, U.S. Marshals seized a cruise ship in the Lone Star State, they say, as part of a $10 million lawsuit related to the Italian cruise shipwreck. Check it out. The Carnival Cruise Line ship was actually held for several hours on Saturday while it was docked in Galveston. It was supposed to leave with 2,700 passengers. Finally, they reached a deal. They released the ship. A judge ordered the seizure to secure the plaintiff's claims against Carnival, which is the Miami parent company of the Italian Cruise Line, whose ship crashed in January. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of a German who died in the wreck. And they say they didn't want to inconvenience any of the passengers, but they wanted to emphasize the need for improved safety. Boy, you never know what you're going to get. It's like a box of Cracker Jacks when you get on one of these cruise ships. And that was just delayed for a couple of hours. I guess not so bad, all things considered. They didn't have to drop food onto the deck, and certainly it didn't turn over because they wanted to wave to some people on the shoreline. But I wonder if the cruise, the people who are going on cruises has dipped or if it doesn't matter. I think to me it seems like it doesn't matter. I know somebody who's going on a cruise. In fact, one of my friends was supposed to go on the Italian cruise liner that crashed because she was going over to Italy and was set to go on that. But once it crashed, now it's a different line that they're on, because part of their trip is going on a cruise, and they don't seem to be fazed by any of this. Let's go to Izzy, our pal listening to us in Missouri, the great state of Missouri. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
Hi, Kate. I'm fine. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was a good weekend. So it was a lot of things happening this weekend, Izzy.
Well, yeah, my yard work.
Oh, yard work. It's good exercise, but boy, bending down, picking up all that stuff, putting in a can, that's the hard part.
Oh, we don't put it in cans here. We have to have it hauled.
Oh, you do? So you just push, uh-huh. You put it out to the curb?
Oh, God, no. We have to literally find somebody to haul it.
Oh, you're kidding. I didn't realize that. Oh,
nope.
That's rough.
Nope. However, let me make a correction. Trayvon Martin was not sitting watching hoops with Daddy. My dad's own words, he was out to dinner. He clearly stated that in an interview. He wasn't even there. And when he got home, Trayvon was not there, and they did not check for 3 days, Kate, because he was supposed to be with the cousin. And they didn't know that anything happened until the cousin called for Trayvon. That has been all over the media. And those that can honestly still report, the New York Post had this story, and I believe it was ABC and a number of other news sites that are not mainstream, have reported the same exact interview by the father.
About him going away for the 3 days.
Yeah. And that he and the father was gone. He was out to dinner when Trayvon jumped the fence to that gated community to get back in.
I thought that they were watching hoops first, and that then he had gone out to dinner. So maybe I got that wrong.
Well, he was gone.
Yeah.
When all this went down, he had no idea, and they didn't bother checking.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew he didn't know when that happened.
And I'm going to tell you what, if my 17-year-old son, who had been suspended from school 3 times, 2 for criminal offenses, I guarantee you he wouldn't be out by himself. And had he even been allowed to walk, I guarantee you I'd want to know where he was by 10 o'clock. Guaranteed. And if he wasn't in his bed at 6 a.m., I would have been calling the police, Kate. These parents didn't even check on this kid. But frankly, over all the world, I am so sick of this mess in Florida. I am sick of giving money away to foreign countries. I'm sick of the Obama administration. And I am so sick of our Congress not doing jack crap anything. Does that pretty much sum it up?
Yeah. Sounds like you did too much yard work.
I probably got a little bit of a sunstroke, but honest to God, okay, I am so angry over all the crap going on. I don't even recognize society anymore. Maybe it's just time we do have a good old-fashioned war and bomb the hell out of about, 100 and some countries on the planet and just take all the bad people away. Because our society sucks overall.
I like that last sentiment. Thanks, Izzy. Izzy having a rough time. Izzy, you got to have some optimism. You got to have some hope out there. But I understand you. I understand what you're saying. It does seem like that. This is why it's like my mother, who's a super smart woman, says she just cannot watch the television news, the first 15 minutes of it, because she lives in the Philadelphia area. All it is people killing each other, doing terrible things to each other, and she just doesn't want to watch it anymore. She doesn't want to feel that downer that this is what's happening and this is what people are doing to each other in her backyard. She doesn't want to see that. And I think more and more people are starting to feel that way. Not that they want to bury their heads in the sand, but that they don't want to deal with it. And the last part of what Izzy said, I think when we talk about politics, the frustration over politics, I completely understand where things aren't getting done. It's just like, you know, the transportation bill last week, it's another Band-Aid. So all the infrastructure things that we keep hearing about, that gets funded until June, and then we're back to the drawing board again. Everything seems to be going that way when it comes to some vital things that are voted on it's always, okay, well, let's give it 3 months or whatever and let's pass the buck. And she's right about that. That's why I'm for a third party. I think we need something else in the mix, something to break, frankly, the two-party system. It's, to me, I still think we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, but it certainly seems like lately what we're dealing with is pretty damn depressing, as Izzy said, whether we're talking about politics or we're talking about some of the other things that are going on. It is very, very frustrating. And in the Trayvon Martin case, you know, here's the thing. Was he a perfect kid? No, but he still cannot think. I just can't go there and say, well, you know, Zimmerman, I can't go there and say, and say that Zimmerman was in the right, because even the operator, 911 operator, said, just, you know, back down off of this. So whatever he saw, I mean, if the kid got into trouble and he got in detention and he had some run-ins, you still cannot completely write off the kid. I just don't think we can crucify Trayvon Martin. I understand the facts being manipulated, or not all the facts being out there, or, you know, a myriad of other things, other ways to look at this story. But I just don't agree with ignoring the fact of just the fact of him being shot and being killed. It should not have gone down that way. That should not have happened. And if only, for goodness sake, he had backed off of that. If it were me and I saw that and I was freaked and I thought, oh, you know, this is my neighborhood. What's going on? It looks a little odd to me. It looks like he's looking at something. I get that. Let's say I were just driving down the street and I saw that. If, and in my state, I could have a gun in the car. But would I pursue him? Especially, I call them, and the answer is no. Would I pursue him on foot? Would I pursue him in the car? And the answer is no, I would not do that. If I were with my husband, would I tell him, would I push him away from pursuing that situation? The answer is yes, and if nothing else, this certainly raises the awareness of that. I mean, really, that to me, that points out the biggest error in this whole thing. Yes, there are other circumstances, there are other character things you could look at, of course, on both sides of this too, by the way. But at issue to me is, why did this happen in the first place? It should not have happened. I mean, now Izzy's saying, look, if he was my son, he shouldn't have even been out in the first place. And she's trying to her point, that shouldn't have happened because of that. But also to my point, he shouldn't have pursued that. We'll take your calls next.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the door sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I have to agree with something I read in the New York Times where they said, how did a discrete local event take on the scale of a presidential election or assassination with every shred of information subjected to a Zapruder-like deconstruction, talking about the Trayvon Martin story? The photo, the hoodie, the tweets, the Skittles all have taken on an outsized importance, this is from the Times, in a supercharged national debate while perspective and restraint get left by the wayside. An audience weaned on decades of policy procedurals on television has become a crowdsourced judge and jury. So well put, I think, in that paragraph in an article by David Carr, where he started off with a shooting and instant polarization. But I think this is nothing new. It just happens to be this particular story. So a lot of you want to chime in on this. Please do, 800-259-5791. Now, where are we with this? Let's go to Daniel in North Dakota. Daniel, thanks for hanging through. How are you?
I'm well. How are you this evening?
Good, thank you.
I just wanted to make a comment. When I was checking on the Internet, and the laws in Florida are similar to the laws here in Minnesota, but with little changes. And one of the things you have to do when you purchase a firearm is you have to go through a physical safety course, and you also have to go through the psychological background and also a little bit of the law to find out what the definition of deadly force is, when it can be used, when the rules of engagement apply. And deadly force in every term, in every definition, it has the sentence that says, when all lesser means have failed or cannot be employed, then the use may be justified. So even if he's getting his head beat against the ground, he'll get tired and go away. You can't kill him for that. You can't kill him for beating you up.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a little scary kind of society.
I think it's scary, too. I'm glad that you talked about the law, because that's what I think. If we just look at it from that, forget all the other things, the other sidebars of this, you're absolutely right. Zimmerman inappropriately invoked the law.
Exactly. And it also states that when the threat subsides, like let's say I'm stealing a nuclear weapon and the guy's coming after me for stealing it. And I said, well, I don't want to get shot, so I put it down. The threat's gone. What the guy was pursuing me for, he has. He can no longer invoke deadly force because he has accomplished what he did, and that's getting a weapon back. As soon as Trayvon fled away, he, the neighborhood watch guy, accomplished what he had done, and he no longer had any kind of force.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said, Daniel. Thanks. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. He was in, think about it, he was walking. It's a public street. And the whole idea of the deadly force, when he reasonably believes that the force is necessary to prevent death or serious bodily injury, I mean, that's the issue. It's the whole idea of the enacting of the stand your ground defense. But, you know, Zimmerman inappropriately, that's it to me. Use it. Forget all the other, let's throw out the whole race thing and the hoodies and everything else. I get it. This is the focus. If I'm a lawyer, this is the focus. If I'm living in Florida, this is the focus of understanding this law. Jay is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Jay.
How you doing, Kate?
Good.
Well, I hit my share of that lottery.
You did?
I'm thinking about retiring. Yeah, I hit for $7.
April Fools.
No, actually, I hit for $7.
Oh, good for you.
But anyway, I spent more than that, but that's okay. Trayvon Martin case. I've heard an update to that where when he was on the phone with the cops and the 911 operator, and they told him to turn around and quit pursuing, I heard that he did. Now, this is by a family member's testimony, that he did turn around and start walking back to his car when he got jumped by Trayvon Martin. And that's when he started getting beat. That's when the gun came out. But now, if that's the case, maybe Trayvon felt threatened, was standing his ground because he was being pursued and seeing the opportunity when the guy turned his back on him and when Zimmerman turned his back on him. But then if that's the way it went down and he attacked Zimmerman from behind and was smashed into the ground and broke his nose and everything else.
How come we didn't see it?
I'm reserving comment on this until I know all the details.
Yeah.
And now, as far as Congress goes, I'm glad it's going nowhere at the moment. Personally, I'm glad it's not business as usual in Washington. And Obama talking about canning tax breaks for the oil companies.
Yeah.
It's not just the oil companies. It's all businesses have the same possible deductions and tax breaks incentives as everybody else. Just the oil company makes so much money that he uses them as the example so he can eliminate all these tax breaks for all these companies. But why don't he quit dishing money out to companies like Solyndra and building windmills from the early 1900s? We've evolved from the windmills and the solar. and these solars, if they're not self-sufficient, they're not worth having. So I just don't like the way they talk out of both sides of their mouth in Washington. And thank God for the Tea Party. It's not business as usual in Congress. They're just not passing everything through the House and Senate so everybody can get their kickbacks. So there's my rant for the day. We'll talk to you later, Kate.
Yeah, like your rant. Thanks, Jay. So Jay Like Izzy saying, you know, basically, look what's going on with Congress, and he fleshes it out a little bit. And, you know, the thing is, I mean, that is the brilliance of, for as much as people can criticize the Tea Party, the Tea Party has put the brakes on a few things that were just rolling downhill. Same thing, same old thing. That's what was happening, because nobody was looking under the hood. I mean, that's it. Nobody was looking under the hood. Yeah, it's fixed, drive off, and then everything falls apart. That's the deal. That's what it is. And you're right. It's the talking out of both sides of your mouth syndrome that's gotten so old for so many people. You think about this in your own personal lives, whether it's your neighbors, whether it's school, if you've got kids in school, whether it's your workplace, whether it's your family and friends, would that fly in your world in any way? Or would people call you on it? Or would people stop calling you because that's what you did? That's a huge character flaw. But it's championed, and it's been the norm, unfortunately, in Washington. And that's the deal. People keep getting elected the same way, the same thing over and over again. You know, to be sure, if we looked at all the House members and all the Senate members, I wouldn't blanket everyone with that statement. But let's say the huge majority fall under that umbrella, fall under it. You know, one of the craziest things that I heard over the weekend, or heading into the weekend, we were talking about the Mega Millions and how many people ran out and bought tickets, was the story of how we keep hearing, you know, oh, to win the jackpot, you'd be 1 in 176 million. That's the odds. But what about the odds of being struck by lightning? They say 1 in maybe 750,000, depending on where you live and, you know, that kind of stuff, if you look at what the National Weather Service has to say about it. Well, how about this guy that went out to buy Mega Million tickets? His name is Bill Iles, and he lives in Wichita, Kansas. And he says he bought 3 tickets for the jackpot, then said to a friend, I have a better chance of getting struck by lightning than winning the lottery. A few hours later, he did get struck by lightning. He was a volunteer spotter with the National Weather Service. He was in his backyard with a ham radio checking the area for storms when he saw a flash, heard a boom, and was pushed to the ground. He was hit by lightning. How about that? He's lucky with the lightning thing that there wasn't more serious damage than getting thrown to the ground. One winning ticket was sold in Kansas. It wasn't Iles who bought it. And then 2 jackpot winners were sold in Maryland and Illinois. Can you imagine if he, that would be a great story, if he got struck by lightning and then he actually was one of the winners of the record Mega Millions jackpot. Oh, how incredible would that be? But that's not the story. He did make news, but not for hitting the Mega Million numbers for other reasons. You know, we talk about how the world's gone crazy, and here I am about to get on a flight to go from Philadelphia back to Texas, and boy, in the Philadelphia airport, they've had a couple of crazy things. One, a guy with explosives who said that he worked with explosives for his job, and they found them in his suitcase, and he's going to face some kind of serious criminal charges for that. And then another guy who forgot that he had a gun in his bag, but they let him go. He said, oh, I forgot about that gun that I had in the bag when I was going through the scanners. Excuse me, sir, can we pull you aside and ask you about this weapon you have in your bag? Whoops. Remember when Barry Switzer did that, the former coach of the Dallas Cowboys? He went through and he forgot that he had a loaded weapon when he went through the checkpoints. Sometimes. We can count next.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com. Promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Topping weekend count, sadly, is this story about a plane crash in Siberia, killing 32 of 43 people that were on that flight. It took off Monday morning, and it crashed shortly after that. It was an ATR-72, which is a French-Italian-made twin-engine turboprop, and it was flying to a tiny little oil town with the passengers and the four crew. It went down on a snowy field and in a major regional center in Siberia. They don't know the cause of the crash yet. They say that the passenger list and the crew on this list, none of them appear, at this point, doesn't look like any of them appear to be foreigners. So it looks like it's people from the area, not from other parts of the world, and looking at the manifest anyway, but, oh, how sad. And then there's this story about the body of a runner, Mika True, being found in New Mexico. This story created a little bit of buzz. You might have caught it if you were watching some of the weekend news or if you're one of those people that kind of scours news from other states and whatnot, but they found Mika True's body. He was an ultra runner who was missing last week. He went on a 12-mile run in the in a national forest in New Mexico, and the family was concerned, and they found his body 3 miles from where he was last seen. They've been searching for him for 3-4 days, and they went on horseback, and ultimately they're going to do an autopsy to see if they can figure out what the cause of death is. They said even though he was an expert, he could run into trouble because of some of the areas in the park that are a little bit overgrown and whatnot. And when you go out there by yourself, unfortunately, sometimes stuff like this happens. And True really was a legend in distance running. He was one of the subjects of Christopher McDougall's best-selling book, if you might have read it, called Born to Run. And in the book, they talk about how he went to Copper Canyons and was just, became one of the best ultra runners in the world. Ran constantly, was always ramping up the kind of runs that he was doing and whatnot. And he was the race director at one point of a 50-mile race across the desert in Mexico. And, every day of his life ran, logged miles after miles after miles. So this could be one of those odd things where maybe heart attack, I don't know, body broke down. They're fearing that might be what the case is, but don't know until they actually do the autopsy thing before that. How about this? When we talk about endorsements, I'm always talking about Romney's endorsements because he's just stacking them up, but a former Green Bay Packer defensive end who's known as KGB endorses Rick Santorum for president. And, Santorum's like, hey, I'll take anything I can get. Football players, legends, whatever. So, he says, I'm happy to receive the endorsement. You know how I feel about endorsements. You get one endorsement, you see one endorsement, you've seen them all. I think it only works for the party, for the establishment people, and pretty much that's it. From getting endorsements to paying off unpaid hotel bills, a Senate investigation into travel reimbursements, rather, revealed that Richard Lugar improperly billed taxpayers over 35 years. So he's writing a check for $14,000 to the Treasury, and I think that Lugar's just happy to have this in his rearview mirror. The Indiana Republican said that they're looking into the disbursement, and he's trying to say it was a disbursement deal. So rather than go through any more of this and finding out what the various hotel bills were, I think he just decided, okay, so I'm just going to write a check for the hotel rooms that they're saying were improperly billed. How's that? So let's end this controversy. Just tell me where to send a check, and I'll do it. So he wrote the check, $14,000 for hotels. I mean, who knows? Family went, that kind of stuff, and then that ultimately turned into something else. Speaking of money and what it could turn into, this was a huge story when it comes to donors. A New York donor who gave about $50,000 or more to President Obama's reelection campaign is accused of fraud and is accused of, in fact, impersonating a bank official. Ooh. So you can imagine the Obama people are trying to distance themselves from this story as much as they can, because apparently this guy was a real poser and was passing himself off of something that as something he wasn't. His name is Avak Sabanga, and they actually contributed way more than $50,000 to the reelection effort. In fact, they show that now they're trying to fend off a civil court case in Florida that it's a woman. She's accused of taking more than $650,000 to build a multi-million-dollar house in the state of Florida. Her father, or her husband rather, is denying that. And Obama, of course, is the only one so far who released his list of bundlers, they call them, the financiers, who raise money by soliciting, you know, the higher dollar contributions from friends and whatnot. So that disclosure was out there, and his campaign already returned $200,000 just last month to Carlos and Alberto Cardona, who were the brothers of a Mexican fugitive who's wanted on federal drug charges. So it looks like they're going to be returning another $50,000. So make that $250,000 so far at this point. 1.3 million Americans have donated to the Obama campaign, and, you know, they're listing these names. They're trying to vet out the names of the people who have written the bigger checks through the, let's just say, the companies or the bundlers, if you will. And so this happens to be one of them. And ultimately turns out is somebody trying to pass themselves off as something they weren't. So that money gets dumped back in, whether it's $50,000 or, you know, if it's even just a little bit more than that. This was a sad story, but actually had a happy ending. Two sailors were rescued after a very freaky wave smashed into their yacht in the Pacific. If you've ever been on the Pacific waters, and you know, especially in storm circumstances, how dangerous the conditions can change so rapidly. So this was pretty deep out, though, 400 miles off the California coastline we're talking about. So they were rescued by the Coast Guard on Sunday night, and they're going to fly them back to San Francisco. The Coast Guard actually had to wait it out. They had to look for a window of some good weather to try to reach the yacht. You had two injured crew members. They ran into some awful conditions, and they were trying to reach they were out there pretty far out, and they were competing in a round-the-world yacht race, and then they got into that rough weather in the Pacific, and ultimately they were... We're talking about waves that were just too unbelievably big that smacked into the vessel that they were on. The people were identified as a 50-year-old woman and a 67-year-old man. As I said, they're going to fly them to San Francisco. And the other people that were on board were going to remain for the rest of the time for the yacht race to try to weather out the storm. Wow. That's what you do when you're doing a round-the-world yacht race. Do you think you're part of that 1%? I'm just thinking.